I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The exclusive home for the Red Sox. Red Sox. Sports Radio 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence Boston. A Radio.com sports station. This is your 60-second COVID-19 update on WEEI.
I'm Danielle Murr with your 9 a.m. COVID-19 update. Current positive test rate for COVID-19 in Massachusetts is 8.1% over the last week. 675 new cases were reported yesterday. Over 10,000 tests were done the previous day. Rhode Island on track to begin phase two of their reopening plan on Monday. Restaurants will be allowed to seat patrons indoors with restrictions. Gyms, hair salons, and nail salons will be allowed to reopen, and youth sports can resume. The Department of Veterans Affairs has drastically scaled back the use of hydroxychloroquine to treat veterans with COVID-19 after a major study raised some concerns about its efficacy and linked it to serious side effects, including higher risks of death. And despite a severe uptick in COVID cases, Brazil's largest city, Sao Paulo, will allow stores and shopping malls to reopen today. WEEI is helping Boston stay connected. For more, visit radio.com/stayconnected. Your next update comes at 11 a.m. here on WEEI.
This hour, the Greg Hill Morning Show, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your number one charity for car donations.
Trying to hold on, think it's gone. It's just another sad song. Think I better let it go. What you say about? Looks like another love TKO. Oh, oh, oh. Yes, I think.
This is Lewis from the Cape. What's up, Lewis?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What are you calling about?
I was calling about the George Floyd thing.
Yes.
And just like how Wiggy was saying, like, you know, all the other callers and the texters are asking him how, like, oh, explain it. And what Wiggy says is 100% right. If you have color in your skin, you feel that every day. When your kids leave, you don't know if they're coming home. The caller who called about the two black guys in the gym, that could have easily ended the wrong way. Mm-hmm. Somebody dying in that instance.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like that's how it is. And I know, like, you know, Wiggy always says the bad apples, and we don't want to lump them in, but the reality is most cops have that attitude about them. Not whether mm-hmm. it's
Would you say, Wiggy said no, not most cops.
See, I wouldn't, but are people, but I understand what Lewis is saying, that he might encounter more bad apples than he does. Now, when I'm talking to, whether it's the Commissioner Gross or my guy at the Troop F, which is the state police in Logan Airport, Chris Buckley, and I, or, you know, anybody that I know in the Boston Police Department, I always say, listen, if you guys ever need me to come and maybe talk to kids and try to bridge that gap of, you know, where, like Lewis said, that maybe the people, the police officers that they come in contact with on a daily basis, they see more of the negative side, so they instantly think that they're all bad. You know what I mean? If that's all you encounter, you never encounter the good ones. And so I think there are a lot of people that feel that way. When he says most guys, maybe that's his dealing with police officers, that most of them he's dealt with have treated him a certain way.
Yeah. Well, as Danielle said during her update, it's the efficacy of the, yeah. of
oh
the program.
About yes. its efficacy. Couldn't get through that one. Could not get through that one today. It's Friday.
Hey,
yeah. Greg, spell that. It is Friday.
So Mayor Walsh was talking about canceling fall. We've all basically said that's what he's done. But this fall, I really had high hopes for this new rule in the NFL where instead of an onside kick, there would be a 4th-and-15 untimed down that if you get it, you get to keep possession
yes.
of the ball.
Yeah, I like that. I like that rule.
I wish, and it's not happening. It's not,
yesterday it was voted down.
I know, which I wish it was.
The onside kick is, you want some numbers from the onside kick over the past couple of years. Just think about
you're
this.
You're great with the numbers, by the way.
Well, I appreciate
you're
it.
A numbers. You are a numbers guy.
I appreciate
you're
that.
You're a data guy.
I try
That's why
to.
Ken likes you.
I appreciate that. I try to. Yeah. So 2016, 60 onside attempts, 8 recovered. 2007.
Only eight.
Okay. But, 2017, 57 attempts, 11. 2018, 52 attempts, 4. And then 2019 with this new, because I can't remember, was it 2018 where they implemented the kickoff rule where guys can't have a running start? So 2019, 29 attempts, 1 recovery. So it's impossible to get an onside kick.
Right.
I wish they would have had that rule because, and what they were going to do is you were only allowed to do twice a game. You could only do the go for it on 4th-and-15. I believe it was from their own 30 or 25 or something like that.
Yep.
But when you have a chance, think about it. If a team is down by 4, they just scored a touchdown, they're not recovering an onside kick. It's impossible to do it. And now the likelihood of you winning that game is damn near impossible. But if you do have this 4th-and-15, I think it's a great opportunity to maybe at the end of the games make them more interesting where people can look and go, hey, my team might have a chance to come back here.
And defense might stop playing that prevent, sort of boring, lazy defense because they know if they allow this touchdown, they're up by 2 scores, that they're a 4th-and-15 away from getting the ball back and taking the lead.
Right. But honestly, I understand why they did it.
Why?
I didn't even finish my sentence. I think moving the kickoff up has been one of the worst things for the game of football.
No, but
it's so exciting that a guy has an opportunity to run it back.
Yes.
Okay, so you understand why they moved the kickoff up.
I completely understand, but I'm saying that it's eliminated. I mean, who wants to see the ball kicked into the end zone every freaking time?
Right. They should do what the XFL was doing for kickoff returns, which I thought was really good. They were lining their players up. They were lining them up on the opposite 30-yard line from where the guy was kicking or something along that, and they were about 5 yards away from each other. Then once the ball was kicked and the guy caught it, then they could run and go. But the
wait a while and get the guy going.
Well,
the
coverage team was 5 yards away from the return team, and once the guy caught the ball, that's when they could go, which would make for more kickoff returns, touchdowns coming off of kickoff returns, explosive plays. But like you said, now most of the kickoffs are touchbacks, and that's why you've seen what Bill Belichick did, skying the ball down to the 1 yard line to make them have to.
And not only is it touchbacks, almost always that's surrounded by 2 TV timeouts because after the touchdown, TV timeout, 4 to 5 minutes, they come back, kick the ball out of the end zone, then another TV timeout. It's 10 minutes of just wasted nothing.
This texter says, Wiggy, you're an idiot. It's not supposed to be a huge percentage play. The team that is attempting it has had 59-plus minutes to try and take the lead.
Yeah, but it's got to be a play where the percentages are... when 29 attempts and 1 recovery, do the numbers on that. It can't be... The likelihood of you getting a onside kick... You got a better chance of winning the lottery than you do getting an onside kick. I mean, it shouldn't be that. I know 4th-and-15, I don't think the percentages are pretty good, but they're a lot higher for you to be able to get a 4th-and-15 and get back into a game rather than have basically no shot of getting an onside kick.
And the referees on that 4th-and-15, it would have been very interesting to see what they called. Is a pass interference there is a change in possession. Mm-hmm. That's a huge call.
But then again, when I think about it, based on some of these text messages, Curtis, you're right. I feel like it would certainly make things interesting. Mm-hmm. But you are essentially penalizing the team that has had the lead or gotten the lead and is going to win the game, you know, by giving that opportunity.
Well, okay, so then if here's – see, then maybe you have to say, okay, then we have to go back to the original onside kick rule, right, which made it, you know – a little bit easier for the kickoff team to recover.
It was better odds than it is now, right. Is what you're saying.
Right, yeah. You got to find a happy medium, right? I mean,
I would have had it maybe in the regular season you allow this, and in the postseason it's just back to the normal onside kick.
Yeah, but see, I don't even think so. If a team like the Patriots, you fight your way back into a game, right? Just because you're losing in the first three quarters or the first 58 minutes of a game, you fight your way all the way back, and there's one opportunity for you to maybe get back in the game, and that's an onside kick. But you know the likelihood is damn near impossible.
I don't doubt Wiggy's numbers, but Football Outsiders did crunch the numbers on this, and onside kicks were 8%, and the 4th and 15, 12.5%. So it's only a slight uptick, but it, you know, it would be a somewhat of an uptick.
Right, but it would be the – what do you think would be a better way for a team to get back in the game? Recover an onside kick as it is now, or go for it on 4th and 15?
Let's ask the one fan that is going to be allowed to be at the stadium this season.
What they'd like to see.
Imagine if they only allowed one fan in. How great, how valuable would that ticket be?
Oof. And you'd be the guy that would leave early after getting that ticket.
Oh, yeah. Would you be shamed for leaving early?
Imagine if it was only like 10.
I could see that, though. You don't think you could see Marty doing that in Boston? Celtics games or like
10 people get to go to a Celtics game.
Right. Hey, you know what? We're able to open up the House of Blues, but only 10 people can show up for the concert.
It'd be like Echo Store's John Dooley and 9 others, and that would be it at the Celtics.
Those guys should be mic'd up during the game. Should go to like all 10 fans.
Yeah. But I mean, if you can't have, we talked about this earlier, but it bears mentioning again, is if you can't go back to the old routine in Boston, until there's a vaccine, then you cannot go to a sporting event in the city of Boston until there is a vaccine, right?
Right. So old normal routines will be possible until a vaccine or an effective treatment for COVID is ready.
Well, not even just sporting events. So what are some of the things that that Marty is looking at and going, okay, we can't do this until the vaccine. Not just like, it's separate from the sporting events. Nightclubs you talked about. So
sure.
Nightclubs, done.
Right. Any kind of bar concept.
Any kind of boss concept, done.
Yeah.
Movie theaters in the city.
Done. Yeah.
High schools, middle schools.
Charity events. With 100 people, 200 people. Festivals.
Right.
You know. So you can't do a North End festival.
No.
I don't want to get Damien and those guys upset because they'll call the show in 5 minutes. But you can't do any of those until there's a vaccine.
Right. You can't do the Christmas tree lighting.
Right. You can't do the Christmas tree lighting.
Well, that was already pretty much.
Right.
Statues on the Greenway. Stupid statues of broken down dump trucks that's considered art. What happened to Mona Lisa?
Can we have Damien call Dale today? Because I would love that
God.
But don't.
That's Dominic, right? Doesn't he own Damien's? Or I think his name is Dominic.
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 No. Damien owns Dominic.
Damien
DePaul.
Mr. COVID, correcting me again.
Well, Ken doesn't care about. He doesn't care about the small business owners. No. He only cares about Fauci
and
Burks.
Fire.
But don't you guys like Greg, Danielle, Ken, Curtis? Don't you guys look and go, okay? So then, what would fall into the category of you being able to do an old normal, right?
Right.
Old routines is the way he describes it. So that means everything.
It's broken English. I don't know what he's saying.
What about the giant new convention center that we built?
Right.
What, is that that's not going to be used until there's a vaccine, correct? Right.
We don't know what he means.
Weddings? Is a wedding a routine? Old routine?
How about his alma mater, Boston College? They've announced that students are going to be on campus this fall. How is that the old, new, fake, old, normal, or whatever the hell he was saying?
Is he then going to go to and say, well, the colleges, that's more up to the presidents of those schools, and they can do what it is that they're kind of separate from these, you know, local laws or rules that we're putting in place?
When has a vaccine actually worked? I mean, we've had the influenza vaccine forever, and lots of people still get the
get
influenza and they die.
Right. I think that's it's because they scared people so much they'll then say, you know, the vaccine will make people like Ken. You've already heard him say, oh, yeah, it'll make me feel that I'm in such a better place as far as because I got the vaccine, the likelihood of me getting it is going to be dropped to low numbers.
Nothing close to old normal routines will be possible until a vaccine.
Yeah. Was there a follow-up? What the hell does that mean? Nothing right. close to old normal right. routines will be possible without a vaccine. I mean, it rhymes. Good for him. But
who is it? Like, who are they getting this stuff from?
I don't know.
Is it the public health people? Like that's got to be who it's coming.
But
what
I don't get right is the government, the governor. He doesn't then kind of reiterate what Marty's saying. What he's saying, right? So it's almost like, all right, the mayor's saying one thing, but the governor is like, oh, maybe we might be able to get back to some type of old routine. I mean, we haven't heard him say that yet, but
if you have a place that, you know, a lot of these like halls and things like that, you know, mm-hmm. they subsist on doing weddings and, right. and big
and parties and whatever it is, sweet 16.
Like, you're not going to be able to do that in the city of Boston until there's a vaccine. That's a year away.
At least. I don't know. I don't know what it almost seems like everything's going to be shut down, man. That's why I said the kids in Boston are, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what happens with schools, because if Marty's saying that, what's the governor going to then say about schools in Massachusetts?
You know, when they have those satellite images of the Earth and you see lights everywhere and then like North Korea is dark because there's no electricity. Yeah. That's going to be what the city of Boston's going to look like. Everything is going to be lit. Like all the hubs across the United States will be lit up. And then Boston will be like one dark circle on the East Coast.
It's going to be like America. We're back to fun. Except Massachusetts.
There'll be a little asterisk. Not Boston.
Except Lastachusetts.
New York will get there before we do.
Yes. Yeah. Well, yes,
they
will.
You said it earlier.
Yeah.
They already have the Brooklyn Nets working out in their facilities. Celtics
yep.
can't do it.
Nope.
This is Brian from Plainville. What's up, Brian?
Just a quick question. I don't want to point you out personally because I know all of your staff does everything for charity. But,
yes.
How many things have you volunteered to do for charity that have been canceled?
Everything has been,
yeah.
Everyone has been canceled. Every charity event.
So you can't do a dinner or.
No.
No, you can't do anything.
If you're a charity that makes your money from events,
right.
which most of them do.
Right. Yeah. My big event got canceled for my foundation.
If you do, you can't have an event to make right. money. You can't.
Yeah, I'm not saying that you do it personally for money, but it's. I mean, I consider you a pretty good, and obviously Danielle and Curtis and Ken, but I consider you guys a big fundraiser. I don't know how many hundreds. I mean, how many? What did you make on the not make, but what did you raise on the restaurant thing?
We're up to
$1 million.
We're up to $4.2 million.
Mm-hmm. $4.2 million.
But that, if it weren't for that, right. it would be difficult to have a fountain. I mean, right. a lot. Look right. at how many charities like Joe Andruzzi or Teddy Bruschi or any
Matt Light.
They all make money from the marathon,
right? Like,
and yes. all those and, mm-hmm. and all those people raise money in order to get a number and right. to run in it. That's just gone. Poof. Gone. Done.
Well, you know what things that I've always, I used to get a lot of invitations to, and I still, you know, do, and I, you know, I don't do
the opening of an envelope.
Yes, Danielle. But it's think about all the golf, like charity right. events that,
yeah,
you know, like charities
sure.
put
golf
on
tournaments. Yes.
Right. So mm-hmm. all those, think about how much, you know, all those are canceled and,
yeah.
and
no, you can't have any of those.
Yeah.
Things.
So I don't know how people are raising money.
Any kind of thing. What about the casino nights that the Lions Club does? The,
right.
the Rotary Club. You can't
what
have
about when Jan and Carol show up at the same time to casino night.
All right. I know we got to get to trending, but this is Ken. Hey, Ken.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Hey, you know, I think it's time you guys burn the friendship bridge a little bit with Baker and Marty Walsh.
You don't think I have?
Oh, it's burnt.
You don't
we're
think
not, I mean, really come out and blast them, because we're not being governed. We're being ruled. We're the peasants. They're the monarchs. And the last time this happened, there's a little thing called a shot heard around the world.
Yes.
And second of all, to Danielle, I
Michael
love you
Jordan
very
shot?
Much.
You're no, it was not on Michael.
Thank
you're
you.
Great.
All right.
But
is there a but? There's
one
a but.
Thing. When you read the news, you said there was a study done recently about hydroxychloroquine and blah blah blah. Well, being an opinion-based show, why couldn't you have kind of mentioned, well, this drug's been around for 40-plus years and given to millions and millions of people around the world with no side effects? How come all of a sudden we have a side effect?
Well, it's a 60-second update, and it's one headline about what the VA is doing, so it's not really a place to give an opinion about it.
Why?
About its efficacy. Yep. I am telling you, today is a struggle. Today is a... And I knew it. I saw... As I was going down the script, I'm like, I should change that word, because I know I'm going to F up efficacy.
I didn't know hydroxychloroquine has been around for 40 years.
Yes.
Yeah, it's been around for a long time.
Jesus.
Danielle, why don't you just take the drug, and that way we can know if there's side effects.
Okay. I'll get COVID while I'm at it.
As Ken will point out, every patient who has taken it over the last 40 years has died.
Really?
Immediately.
No known survivors.
Trump took that at birth instead of breast milk. That's what Trump was raised on.
They're just walking down the street, and all of a sudden they're just killing over?
President took it. He seems to be all right, Ken.
Yeah,
by the
great.
Way, his Twitter this morning, holy cow, put the
nuts?
Phone down. He just tweeted randomly, capital China with an exclamation point.
I love it.
China.
Just,
I thought
just
he was
no
get
context,
I didn't hear Wiggy
just
mention
China.
His tweets last night, encouraging violence.
I thought he was going to get off the Twitter machine.
I don't know what's going on. He seems unreachable at this point.
All right, well, Ken knows what's going on, and he's going to tell us right now during trending.
Now, here's the longest-running voice of the morning on WEEI. It's the great Ken Laird with What's Trending Now.
Trending Now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss, Wiggy's Place. They remind all their clients who have lost weight with Awaken 180. Coaches are still here for you. They're there for you right
now. Oh, yeah. They are here for me. Every week I get the, conversation and, making sure I'm needing to stick on the plan and do everything. So even then, this pandemic, they're still helping me out.
Have they told you about trying a marinated beet salad with whipped goat cheese?
Whipped.
No, I haven't
whipped
heard that one yet.
Goat cheese?
Whipped goat cheese.
Fantastic.
A dollop.
I do like goat... I tried goat cheese once. There's a restaurant in, I believe it's in Salem.
Olive Garden?
No, it's called Finn's.
Finn's, yeah.
Yeah. And they have like this goat cheese dip. Mm. It comes out hot. It was.
Oh,
man,
that's
was,
good stuff.
Yeah, it was spectacular. I was like, man, with like, little like baguettes of bread.
Mm-hmm. Goat cheeses. Goat cheese is great.
It's like, man, this is pretty good.
with the baguettes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good call, right?
Yeah. How many baguettes did you go through?
Well, that was before Awaken 180. I took down the baguettes.
Well, potentially good news, Greg. You scooped this earlier in the week, but Channel 4 reporting a source close to the governor. There will be a restaurant reopening plan today at 2 o'clock when the governor meets the media.
June 8th, one week from Monday, is... apparently when outdoor only will open up. And then
indoor? Is that then 3 weeks after the outdoor only?
That's next year.
It's in the old normal.
A little bit less than the 3 weeks.
A little bit less.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
And so it's still part of like phase. It's like phase 2.7.
Phase 1.957. Hi.
Okay. I'm still waiting. Okay. Phase 5 is my favorite, so I'll just when we get there.
The outdoor thing is nice, and
they can't survive off of that.
What percentage? Some restaurants are not even going to open up with outdoors because they can't make that work. So, and what percentage have outdoor places that already exist? And, they're talking about turning the outdoor streets and sidewalks and things into your outdoor areas, which is nice also, but people can't even like buy furniture for the outdoor because nobody's making anything. And
Nobody's shipping anything.
They should take all, like, if they're fortunate to be in like one of the strip malls or something like that, where sometimes you see like Applebee's or Fridays, they should take all their furniture from inside and just put it in the parking lot.
Yeah. Just throw it right out in the parking lot. I agree.
The group that manages the Superdome in New Orleans came out with a plan. The guy that runs the group, he said they fit 74,000 in there normally.
Mm-hmm.
He says under current social distancing guidelines, they would get 13,000. That's all.
Okay.
But
right.
He's working on a creative way to get it to 20,000 to 30,000 mm-hmm. for the fall with pods, you know, yeah. groups of six or eight.
Right.
So that seems yeah. promising.
Well, that you yeah. saw what the Texas governor said, right? And beginning of June, they'll be able to have outdoor stadiums be at 25% capacity for events.
Now, what if you could make a case to the Patriots that you have 5,000 people in your family and you've all quarantined together? Could you get the whole entire, could you get the whole place to yourself for a game?
You probably could.
Okay, good.
If you try to do a Celtics or a Bruins game, Marty's cutting you right off.
Not till the vaccine. Nope. Not till the vaccine.
What if they would auction it off? I mean, Kraft auctioned off the ring for $1 million.
Yeah, like, that'd be great.
Just
that'd be
awesome.
Well, did you see the minor league baseball team that did it? They auctioned off their stadium, like complete their stadium for a night. You could basically do whatever.
Problem there is no minor league sports happening. Minor league baseball is basically going to be cut. Hundreds of minor league players have been told they're going to be let go. And baseball today gets the proposal from the players back to the owners.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if that does anything. Of course, the marathon officially canceled yesterday, as we have been discussing. That's what's trending now on the Greg.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Morning show.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Hey, here's a text from Georgia. 912 text. And what they're doing in Georgia is that you can rent a movie theater mm-hmm. for a reasonable amount of money and bring whoever you want.
What's reasonable?
I don't know.
And am I getting well, all the current movies or like the newer movies that have come out? So I'm wondering, or is it just like...
I'm sure.
Or is it like Home Alone 2?
Right.
What's that movie that everybody is waiting for that's coming in July that's...
Are you talking about...
Titanic 2.
No. Are you talking about...
The Return of Jack.
Tenet?
I really never let go.
The one, what's the Doc Knight director? The hell is his name?
Yeah, that's the one that Rich was talking about.
Mike Mitnanski.
So many people are waiting.
Yeah, who's the Doc Knight?
Christopher Nolan.
Yes, Christopher Nolan movie, The Tenet. That's the one with Denzel Washington's kid. Yeah.
What's about the one with the mayor?
Which one?
Societal failure.
Yes, I believe that's Ricochet with Denzel Washington. Who was out there helping out the community with the police? You seen Denzel? Doing good things for the city.
I saw that. By the way, Greg, I got to mention, Dale has requested audio from our last segment. He is very hot.
Ooh. Whoa.
About
you questioning the successful past nature of various vaccines across our country. You suggesting when is the last time there's been a vaccine that's worked?
Yeah, I mean, there's only been two viruses mm-hmm. that have been eradicated in the history of viruses.
What were those two?
Smallpox.
Okay.
And Rinderpest, I think, is the other one, which is like a cow vaccine thing. We talked about this with Boney. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't, you know.
Were they eradicated because of the vaccine or
just? Yes. Okay. Eradicated because of that. That's the only way to eradicate a virus is to have 100%, Danielle? Efficacy.
Oh, efficacy.
when it comes to a vaccine.
Actually, we had one vaccine. Mutt killed ratings in the morning. So that was...
guy.
Mutt alone?
Mutt will be on
there. He's on in 26 minutes.
Yeah, he's going to be on soon.
Shots fired.
Oh, I love Mutt. Mm-hmm. I miss him.
So listen, yesterday, Mutt sounds good on that show. Sounds good with Dale McKeefe.
I was on with him Wednesday.
Yeah.
He's got a chipmunk problem.
Oh, no. I mean, does the influenza vaccine help?
I don't know. I never get the shot.
I mean, certainly the problem is, unless you're mandating that 100% of the people
get the shot,
must get a vaccine,
which you can't do
it
that.
It doesn't, you know, it really doesn't work.
Efficacy.
Please don't use it anymore. Like, we've done something that we've never done in this country before. Dale and I are clearly going to differ when it comes to the necessity of doing it.
Right.
He's not going to shame me.
Now Dale's texting that he didn't request it. His producer just came in and said, pull the audio.
Oh, okay. Okay. See,
now he's upset at us.
Okay, good.
Because calm down, Dale.
Which one of them was it?
Which producer?
Producer-wise.
John Anderson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Anderson.
He's probably trying to start trouble, that guy.
No, you're a non-mask wearer, and we already know.
I wear my mask. Sometimes around my chin.
Right, but what I'm saying.
My chins.
You're fighting for people to not have to wear masks, okay?
Yes.
You do it, but you're fighting for them not to. And once you are on that side, you become public enemy number one by the mask wearers. They shame you.
So yesterday, I was at a bagel shop in Needham.
Yeah.
A guy was wearing no mask, came in to grab lunch, and he put his order in. And as he was waiting for it after paying, a woman next to him, I'll call her Karen, said, sir, do you need a mask? I have an extra one. And he said, oh, no, don't worry about it. And she said, I'm not worried about it. I'm worried about my health, not yours.
Yes.
And then he went on a rant about how it's fake news. Uh-huh. And I really didn't. I had a very difficult time picking a side. It was like douche guy who just didn't want to wear a mask versus over-intrusive woman waiting for her
money. She shamed him. It's not her. Did she have a mask on?
She did.
All right. So to mind your business. You keep it. If you don't want to wear a mask.
Mind your own mask.
Right. And but the mask wearers, they shame you for not, and if you're not wearing one. They do harm. We already know that. They spit on you. They ran the poor lady out of the Staten Island grocery store with pitchforks and, you know, tiki torches.
Yeah.
They're the ones.
Hey, what were the charges on that woman in Connecticut that was the subject of my lead this morning, Danielle? Who spit on the guy in the Big Y because he was going the wrong way down the
She probably got nothing. They probably said, you know, high five, dude. Good job.
No.
Yes, I'm telling you, man. Who's getting the worst end of the stick? The mask wearers or the non-mask wearers?
This is tyranny.
Right.
She was charged with a single charge of breach of peace in the second degree. She was released on a written promise to appear for a court hearing in July. How was that not assault with a bodily fluid?
And he was locked up for 12 months for going the wrong way down a one-way aisle at the grocery store.
Right. And they gave him a $300 fine for not wearing a mask.
Right.
Who do you think came out on top?
They let out a murderer to put that
Can
guy
you
in
imagine,
jail.
Like, you're just trying to grab some crap, like, to make dinner or something, and you go to
homemade hummus.
You accidentally go down the wrong way in an aisle, and this lady starts spitting at you, like, because you're going the wrong way down an aisle in a freaking grocery store.
I'm telling you, those are the mask people, man.
Can you imagine?
Those bad apples are spoiling that mask bunch. That's why I go to New Hampshire. There are some people, I went to Home Depot. Guess what? Some people ain't wearing masks and nobody's saying anything to them.
Let's see. Here's somebody who says, Greg, you know that not everybody needs to take the vaccine for it to limit the spread. Yes, I know. Listen, I know what you know, which is that a virus like this one, which tends to spread more rapidly, perhaps, than others, is going to keep continuing to spread until there's either a vaccine which limits it greatly or until we develop a herd immunity. In the meantime, though, there are millions of people, 40 million of them to be exact, in the country, who have had their economic hopes, their means of putting food on the table, removed from them. And as Curtis mentioned during his lead this morning, there are a lot of risks that are associated with that, whether it be suicides or drug overdose or alcoholism or children that are isolated and that are not able to, the children that are stuck in homes where there's abuse,
right.
Women that are stuck. men in many cases, you know, Wiggy's an abused husband. I mean, the poor
Well, my wife, she does wear the pants. I do know, you know. I do know, yes, there. Yes,
I mean.
But listen, I give it up to my man, Clay Travis. He put out a very good, and you touched on it earlier today on the show, but he put out like this little kind of like diagram of whatever and basically said, stop worrying, right? Annual probability of dying in the United States, probability of dying from all causes.
From everything. Okay.
And you and the numbers are like, okay, and then probability of dying from COVID-19 and, you know, put it based on age and that kind of thing. There were a couple. We cannot live in a world where we are afraid. We're only concerned about certain things. And that's the thing that really trips me out about this whole, you know, shut it down. Because I would always bring it up. I never heard people standing on their soapboxes and yelling at the top of the mountain, shut schools down when you know, there were school shootings. Hey, right. Guess what? Kids went back to school the next day.
Yeah.
As a parent, you had to send your kid back knowing, hey, listen, there's always a risk.
This is Steve from Plymouth. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys, one thing you guys have totally overlooked, polio. One of the biggest vaccine cures that we've ever had in this country was polio. So you can't look past, you know, you say there's only been two real viruses and vaccines haven't really done much. Polio, man. That's all I got to say.
No, but polio, man. Polio has not been eradicated.
Nope.
It hasn't been eradicated. Nothing's going to be eradicated. But
Steve, that's my point. Nothing is going to be eradicated. You're always going to risk if you go outside to get it, unless it becomes like smallpox or...
How many new cases of polio have we had in this country in the past 20 years?
I don't know. Ask an immunologist.
Like literally three.
Okay.
This year, globally, 54 cases of polio.
Okay. 54 cases.
Globally.
Okay, let's just do Newton. They've had none.
That's a pretty good success rate. No? That's a pretty good success rate.
You said three in the last, like,
decade.
Okay,
are you willing?
Whatever the numbers are, you guys glossed right over it. My point is the brain bank that you guys got going on in there, you got to think about a little bit deeper.
No, I know. I'm dumb because I don't agree with you, right?
No, I'm not saying you're dumb because you don't agree with me. I'm saying you're dumb because you're sitting there telling the people that are listening to you that we've had two successful vaccines and you glossed right over polio, which is the most successful one that we've
ever had. And I'll repeat it again, we have only eradicated two viruses in the history of the world. Fact.
Yeah, well, eradicated?
Yes, eradicated.
What two?
I've said it 57 times. It's smallpox and rinderpest.
Yeah, there's still people get smallpox. What are you talking about?
No,
there's
they
still
don't.
Cases of smallpox.
No, it's been eradicated. All right, you know what? Let's go. You and I meet up in a Reddit forum later, and we'll discuss the science. I can't.
Smallpox cases in the world.
I can't.
You got to give them polio though. That's like closest to the cuff. That's a given.
Well, there's a lot that are close. How long did it take to get there? By the way. How long did it take Dr. Jonas Salk to get there?
Did we have warp speed underway from the federal government?
No, we didn't. Now we do.
Why don't you talk about the 54 souls who have gotten polio this year?
One is too many.
I think two is way too much.
Yes. Now you're mocking
and
death
I love
again?
That idiot, yes. Steve, yes. The brain bank. Go F yourself.
I already read that thing from CBS News. Only half of Americans will get the COVID vaccine when it comes out.
Right, only half are.
So there are going to be a lot of people who decide. When I don't get the flu shot. Do you get the flu shot?
No, I don't.
There are a lot of people who don't get the flu shot, and guess what? They don't get the flu. There are people I know who said they gotten the flu shot and got
the
flu.
They get it worse than it was.
So, Corona's not going anywhere, bro.
By the way, did you see the study in Chelsea? 30% immunity in Chelsea already. They are getting close to the herd.
Well, that's because everybody in Chelsea got Corona.
That's what I'm saying. We're getting closer.
In 1980, this is for Steve, the big brain in Plymouth. In 1980, the World Health Assembly declared smallpox eradicated, eliminated, and no cases of naturally occurring smallpox have happened since.
So now are you rooting for more vaccines that have been eradicated? I'm confused. What side are you arguing?
I'm arguing that
vaccines are good.
He's saying that I was correct. Steve said that there were cases of smallpox. I just proved Steve wrong.
Okay, I agree with you.
Also,
vaccines are good.
Also, and I will say cruelly, what Wiggy's teammates in college called him after showering, smallpox. That's what they called him. It wasn't a nice thing.
You want to call up the missus and ask her that question? She'll validate it.
We are going.
We got to leak some photos.
We are going to. we're going to take a break, but the crossover will be next.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
More of the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Wiggy, you mentioned Louis Armstrong earlier.
Mm-hmm. My grandfather used to have all the cassettes with all, this is what I heard all day long in the house growing up.
And that, and you also, your list, you mentioned Sam Cooke.
Mm-hmm.
No, but you put Teddy Pendergrass above Sam Cooke.
Yeah, that was what my mother
was. When it came to vocalists.
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. Teddy P's voice, man, is magical.
All right, well.
It's just another love, T-Gale.
So close. I mean, I could barely tell them apart.
You can't tell the difference.
Really? So okay.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
You got a future wig.
Thank you.
Crossover today brought to you by National Lumber. Wait till you see them. And Dale is joining us. Hey, Dale.
Marvin Gaye.
Yes.
Oh, Marvin Gaye.
Otis Redding, somebody brought up earlier.
Mercy, mercy me.
Isn't it Marvin Gaye? They did the video of the isolation of his vocal track.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you hear no music, you hear no, and just his vocal track, and it's like butter.
He's smooth. Al Green was one of my, I just love Al Green.
Good call. The Reverend Al Green.
Yes, he's the Reverend Al.
Yes. Yes. What's going on, Dale?
Just another day at the home office, up early this morning, working on the show, had the TV on, and watched an American reporter get arrested on live TV.
Yes.
It was kind of interesting.
We talked about that briefly earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Confusion there, or are they trying to shut down the free press?
When you consider that a block away from that arrest, there was another CNN reporter, not a person of color, who was having very cordial relations with the authorities. And it was clear, and I was watching it live when Omar Jimenez was talking, and he said, I'll go wherever you want. Just tell me where you want me to go. Mm-hmm. You know, I'll move wherever you want me to move. It seemed like somebody got a little overzealous.
Well, you see what happens when people get overzealous, they end up dead.
Well, thank God that didn't happen.
No, but it could have.
Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, and as you watched it, you thought, please don't do something really dumb here. The state trooper or whoever he was who was, I mean, so Derek Chauvin, who in 7 minutes of video choked a man out, there's not enough probable cause to arrest him, even though I watched it on live video on a number of occasions. But Omar Jimenez should be arrested by the state troopers in Minnesota for what?
Ridiculous.
Yeah, well,
it's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, Dale, do you have any consideration that their police department's on fire? They've probably been working all night, getting God knows what thrown at them. They may not be at their top optimum performance at that moment. I mean, it's a pretty rough situation for the police right now in Minneapolis as well.
You aren't actually fixing your mouth to try to make excuses for what they did this morning, are you?
I
know you've got a job to do here, Chris, but come on now.
What are you talking about, Dale? I mean, I think that the police are in a very difficult situation. I want Derek Chauvin to go to jail, give him the death penalty. He's a horrible person. And I think the rest of his crew should be arrested, too. But I'm talking about these cops this morning. It has been hell.
But I guess Dale's point is, why didn't they arrest the white reporters that were a block away?
A block away.
Right.
So you think while the whole world is watching Minneapolis calling the cops racist, they're going out of their way to arrest black people while they're on live TV? You think that's smart? Well,
somebody did. I watched it.
Right.
Right. And so, it doesn't matter.
So now, listen,
honestly, I'm glad Dale is yelling at you because I get scared when he yells at me.
Was I yelling at somebody?
Well, no.
I didn't think I was.
And Dale, one last question before we wrap up for the week. ABC, 21 states that eased restrictions on May 4th or earlier found no increase in hospitalizations, deaths, or percent of people testing positive in any of those 21 states. Why isn't Massachusetts opening up everything today?
Well, everything, I don't know. I can't account for everything, and even a lot of these states aren't opening up everything. Did you see, by the way, the statistical analysis, Chris, because you like this stuff, that Andy Slavitt has posted? It seems as though COVID-19 is completely under control in Florida.
Yeah, that's wrong.
But they're having an unprecedented pneumonia crisis.
Yep, not true.
No, the numbers did get adjusted after he posted this. It's only up 33%.
Okay, so ABC, 21 states that eased restrictions.
Oh, here we go, yeah. Okay,
Dale, I listened to you the day of the voting in Wisconsin. You would have thought they were bringing those people to death camps when they were voting in that race, and there was no spike in coverage.
There was a spike.
There was a spike in COVID-19 cases after making people stand in lines to vote. There was a spike.
There was? What was the spike?
I can't give you the number off the top of my head because you just brought it up, but yes, there was.
And so I'll bring it up again. 21 states that eased restrictions.
You got that 21 down. Good job.
Dale, it must be tough doing whatever Twitter wants you to say all day. Have an opinion. What do you think about 21 states that eased restrictions?
Jesus. Cheese and rice.
Curtis, you're like that woman in the grocery store spitting on the man who was going in the opposite direction.
I'm not. It's a simple thing. We're all struggling here, right? I mean, our economy is in the toilet. We have states that have eased restrictions.
Texas.
And it's not causing major issues. Why are we stuck in neutral?
I agree with you completely. This is going to be a bulletin. I agree with you completely that we are a little slow in reopening. I disagree with you completely that they literally, in your words, should open everything up completely today. I think that's wrong.
But do you, Dale, do you become concerned when you hear Mayor Walsh say yesterday that, okay, because I know.
Absolutely, honestly, I do.
You and I get into it early on this, and it was, I'm glad we disagree. That's what life is about. But honestly, to hear him say that this city cannot go back to its old routines until there's a vaccine is going to cripple hundreds of thousands of people. It's a disaster.
Right. And it is a complete misunderstanding on his part on how long it takes to safely develop a vaccine. I mean, these people who think you're going to get a vaccine, by October, November, December. Are you kidding me? I mean, if you're lucky, it'll be the beginning of 2021. And I stress that's if everything goes great. That's no issues, no problems, no setbacks in the vaccine development. It is more realistic that the vaccine would be a year from now.
Yeah.
And no, we cannot sit and wait until a year from now before, we get back to normal. You cannot do that. Now, part of that would be mitigated by a successful treatment protocol as well, which would help because I think we can kind of rule out hydroxychloroquine as being that.
So what opens up then? What will open up? I mean, I don't know.
Give me a time.
Well, it's not even when. And there are other states like I keep going to Texas. They said that they're going to allow up to 25% capacity in outdoor stadiums, right?
And the NASCAR track, they're already said, I don't care. We're not putting people in.
Well, yeah, I mean, but
we're not doing it.
They might not be doing it, but they're allowing it, right? So what then will open here?
Outdoor patios for restaurants,
which apparently is they've pushed that up. Is that true? Well, you know the restaurant business better than I do.
June 8th is when that can start, one week from Friday.
Okay,
they're going to announce that today.
All right, so outdoor patios.
Yes.
When do malls open up? When do gyms open up?
They're not.
Gyms are actually fairly soon. I've been getting emails from my gym about they're beginning outdoor classes, group classes, almost immediately. And they've been sending out pictures of how they've had to reconfigure things at the gym and one-way traffic routes and plexiglass shields and all that stuff. But the gyms sound like it's next week or something.
But Glenn,
not big gyms.
But Glenn hasn't been able to do his mall walking in months.
Right.
Everybody's got neighborhoods. I mean, I do my mall walking in my neighborhood every day. Come on. Although, I don't know, does Marky Mark let Glenn walk in the neighborhood? Does he shut that down?
So then basically we're not never getting bumped.
Before that,
I'm just keeping it.
I gotta put it on the whiteboard.
I'm keeping it 100. We ain't getting, so if gyms are only allowing outdoor classes, then
no, that's to start. They're also talking about when they're gonna reopen and
when
traffic
are they gonna
patterns
reopen
and all that. It sounded like the gym that I go to in Franklin, I think it was around that June 8th time frame that Greg was talking about earlier.
I hope so. I mean, people.
I really do.
You go to a Home Depot or Walmart, you should be able to go to a gym.
Right, right.
All right, Dale, what are you guys talking about today?
Andy Hart's in. Mutt is in. We're going to talk. You know what? For all the crap David Price took in this town during the time he was here, some of it he kind of brought on himself and probably deserved. Teammates love him. And the move that he made yesterday in the Dodgers organization is one of the reasons why. We'll also talk about phase two in the NHL because, as it turns out, many players aren't necessarily returning to the cities that they play in. And we'll talk about how that's going to work out as well.
All right.
Yeah, well, we know they're not going to be skating here in Boston.
No.
For a long time. Oh, Marty Walsh said it.
Well, they could be there. Nobody can be there.
There won't be fans. They'll be skating.
Yeah, well, I don't know when the facility. Well, let's see when facilities open up around here.
When there's a vaccine.
We know the Brooklyn Nets opened up and Celtics have it.
All right. Have a great weekend. We will be back on Monday morning. And Dale and Keefe is next here on the radio or using the radio.com app or streaming at WEEI.com. Thank you for listening.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.